Operation Target is really confronting organised retail crime, because it's been established that organised criminal groups are targeting retailers as such. So that was launched on Monday of this week, and it'll be continuing right up through the Christmas shopping period and into the new year, because organised retail crime really poses a significant threat to the economic welfare of the retailers. And whether they're small or large, but it's estimated that it's costing about $1.62 billion a year. And these people are coming in, they're travelling distances from the cities to the rural towns where they think that maybe security is more relaxed, or they're not as aware of shoplifting and that. And they're targeting specific goods, particularly fragrances, high-value clothing, electrical goods, alcohol, things like that. So what we're doing, myself and Garda Anne-Marie McGrath, the criminal intelligence officer who does all the criminal statistics for us as such within the organisation, we're just going around this last couple of days, calling to the different retailers in the town, talking to the management, talking to the staff, advising them to be proactive, to be that bit more aware, more active on the shop floor where they see people coming into their stores and congregating in groups, that they go and make contact with them in the hope that it'll deter crime. And where the crime happens, we have extra people out on different levels of patrols that is reported to the guards, because we need to be, if it's not reported, we can't do anything about it.
And there has been a rise in and around Letterkenny, with large crowds as well coming into the week before Christmas. Things can be easily missed.
Well, exactly. Like, so far this year, we've had over 250 recorded incidents, which is about 80%, 87% of the incidents to date this year have occurred in the Letterkenny area. Now, when you take into cognizance of the fact that you have the bigger retailers here, the statistics will reflect that. So, like, look, basically, we're here to support the retailers. We're here to make sure that retailers aren't going out of business because they're being targeted by organised criminal groups, and to take proactive steps in that way and to offer advice where we can.